Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dax Xavier Josiah, the host of ACMG Presents Talk Time Live, the podcast. You want to catch up with all of our podcast shows and hear from some of the hottest names in all of anime, comics, movies, and games, such as...
This is Miley Flanagan, the voice of Naruto.
This is Stephanie Shea, the voice of Sailor Moon.
This is Ruben Langdon, voice of Ken Masters and Dante from Devil May Cry.
Hey there, this is Kyle Abear, the voice of Ryu from Street Fighter V.
This is Chris Battle, character designer of Teen Titans Go.
Here's your chance to check out all of that and more on TalkTimeLive.com. TalkTimeLive.com provides all of our ACMG content with new and previous episodes, exclusive interviews, articles, and much more. Visit TalkTimeLive.com and let us help you learn to let go, live life, and love all things ACMG.
Talk Time Live.
This is Miley Flanagan, the voice of Naruto, and you are listening to ACMG Presents Talk Time Live. Believe it!
It's time for your Talk Time Live exclusive.
You are now about to witness the strength of geek knowledge.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the show with us right now is the global brand marketing and creative director of ReadPop, most notably known for New York Comic Con, PAX, and other great events around the world, to talk about the biggest con event in Philadelphia coming September 14th through the 16th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center, known as Keystone Comic Con. His name is Brian Stephenson, and he is here to talk about what to expect in the inaugural event and much more. Brian, welcome to Philly, and how are you doing, good sir?
I'm doing great. We're 1 week out from the event, so it's exciting.
Jitters.
Really looking forward to talking to you. Yeah, totally. Chills. But, you know, we're ready to rock, and we feel really good about what we've planned for next weekend.
Absolutely. So, I mean, basically all my questions is going to be about that.
Okay.
You know, I'm a Philly guy. I've been here for years. I've been to many different cons, both here and out of states and everything. Unfortunately, don't hate me. New York Comic Con is going to be like one of my main last cons I need to go to. That's my con bucket list right there. But
sure.
The fact that you guys are coming here, and I've heard so much to what you guys had to offer, I'm ecstatic about this and excited about what you guys are about to do. So let's get right down to it. What is it about Philadelphia that inspired the making of Keystone Comic Con?
Well, it's got a great pop culture community there, and specifically a really strong comic book community. There's some of the best retailers, you know, in the world, right, based in and around the Philadelphia area. A lot of us have been talking about Philadelphia for a long time. I'm actually from Pennsylvania originally,
oh, okay.
So, you know, this is kind of personal for me as well.
Full circle.
You know, but... Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we just did a lot of research on the market and the fans that are there, and we felt that we could offer something that was a little bit different and unique for the marketplace. And, you know, we wanted to try out some different things and try to create a different type of experience for the community in Philly, and something that Philly fans would feel is theirs, something they could be proud of, that this is a true Philadelphia show that represents that community in the right way.
Awesome. So what is the main goal for Keystone Comic Con for Philadelphia exactly?
Well, I mean, we want this to become one of the top pop culture destination shows in the world. You know, we want this to rival, you know, our other show, New York Comic Con, which isn't that far away. But,
right,
you know, we would love this to be every bit as big and influential as, you know, some of the other shows in our global portfolio. So, you know, this is the first one. So we're just launching this from scratch.
Yeah.
And we're trying to create, you know, a unique experience for everybody that comes to the show. And I think whenever people get to the show, they're really going to see the thought and care and, you know, new ideas that went into this experience. So, you know, that's the goal, is to create something that's going to be big, that's going to represent Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. You know, a lot of the guests that we have coming to the show are from Pennsylvania as
yeah.
well, you know. So we're really trying to highlight, you know, the state and the region, but also, you know, making this a destination for fans anywhere in the world that would be excited and say, hey, I want to come to Keystone Comic Con because it's such a great experience. Fans come first. You know, it's about Philadelphia, and it's, you know, we just want to create something special that stands alone and is unique.
Well, not only that, it's great for the city too. I mean, we can always benefit from stuff like this, Super Bowl, WrestleMania, stuff like this, that it will
yeah.
allow people to come down, you know, benefit. And our you know, our gallery malls will be fixed and renovated pretty soon, so that'll add on to it as well. So it'll absolutely make a great atmosphere, especially if you are really saying that you guys are trying to rival New York Comic Con. That's a big step.
So, yeah. We'll see. You know, we might outgrow the building before we get to that point, you know.
But, yeah, I can imagine.
But we'll see. But, you know, that's one of the great things, too, is, you know, the Pennsylvania Convention Center is such a beautiful venue. Mm-hmm. And there's so many cool things you can do there with the Reading Terminal Market right downstairs. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, and it's one of those things, like, we hope that a lot of people, you know, maybe that haven't visited Philly even, you know, yes, we want to have all the locals there and we hope everybody comes out and has a great time. Yeah. You know, but we're hoping to bring in a lot of people from, you know, around the Philadelphia area as well. Right. That can really enjoy everything that Philadelphia is about. You know, I've spent a lot of time in Philadelphia over the years, but working on Keystone, I've spent so much more time there. Not only, you know, just going to the comic book shops and getting to know the fans and talking to a lot of people in the community, but just experiencing the city. And it's such a fantastic city, you know, for so many reasons. It's so passionate, you know, not only for the sports teams and everything, that's what people usually identify with, but, you know, the community there, the fans and comic book fans and anime fans and pop culture fans in the city are some of the most passionate I've really ever met in any of my travels. And it's just, you know, we've been trying to build everything, you know, yourself included, you know, getting to know what you want to see at the show. And then we just want to build something that's worthy of the fans that are in that area, you know, and something they really want. And that's what we've just tried to do. And, you know, I think people are going to be really happy.
Absolutely. As far as the month of September, because you got back to school and then also you got New York Comic Con in October, were you guys concerned about the effects that would have for Philadelphia Keystone?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a concern whenever, you know, you have what is our biggest event. You know, it's going to be over 200,000 people taking place in New York just, you know, a few short weeks after, you know, not only proximity, but, you know, also just content and you know, things like that. So, you know, we've really tried to do some different things with our plans in Philadelphia. You know, specifically, we've got a live stage on the show floor where we're going to have, you know, a bunch of different artists performing, MC Chris, Mega Ran. You know, there's a lot of great people that are going to be on the stage, which is something, you know, more of a festival type of experience with the concerts that are going on and Bit Brigade and the Roddenberries and, you know, just, you know, that just that section alone is going to be really unique. And that's not something we're doing at New York Comic Con, you know, the music angle and, you know, all of that.
Which I think is a great fit for Philly because we're such a music, we're a music city. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, the history here. I mean, with that wrestling, I mean, all just an amalgam of fandoms, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, that's what we heard from fans as well. So we felt, you know, let's try to create something that was more of a festival experience and more of a, you know, I hesitate to say theme park, but some of the mentality of that behind how you explore the show floor and the features that are on the show floor. Like, you know, we've got a whole wrestling ring set up on the show floor where, you know, Tommy Dreamer and the House of Hardcore is going to be there, you know, performing all weekend. So that's also something that, you know, you wouldn't see at a New York Comic Con or really any of our other shows up to this point, having a wrestling ring right on the show floor like that. So, you know, we've really tried to highlight different things and we're bringing in different types of guests as well. You know, we've got the cast of The Office, obviously, from
which
Scranton,
is awesome.
You know, Pennsylvania focused once again, you know, with that. We've got, you know, the cast of True Blood. That's something that we haven't seen and happen anywhere else.
Not only that, but I mean, people immediately got so excited. I've been looking online on your pages and everything, and people are so excited to see that cast back together again for the first time in years.
Yeah, absolutely. And
which,
it, you know, that
secretly we kind of get X-Men gifted as well connected to this.
You do. Exactly. You know, and that was definitely part of the intention, you know, is hopefully bring in something that multiple fandoms will get excited about, you know. So we want to kind of go that cast route, which, you know, we don't do a lot on some of our other shows as well. And then we've also got Batman Day, September 15th, you know, the official Batman Day is happening on the show, which is, you know, why the official poster artwork done by John Boy Myers and through DC. You know, we've got Frank Miller, which was one of our first guests, you know,
That was like a really good signal of things to come right there.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, even now, like we're still adding some final things. Like we just announced the first 1,000 fans that come to the show on Saturday on Batman Day. The first 1,000 fans through the door will get a free Batman comic book from DC and also a free Batman cape.
Wow. So,
you know, that day, 1,000 fans walking around in Batman capes, enjoying all of the awesome content that's happening at the show with Batman related things happening and all the guests. I think that day is going to be really unique, really different, yeah. Really special, and really highlights, you know, Batman. And that's something, you know, also that also helps differentiate Keystone from New York Comic Con and every other show that's out there as well.
We lucked out.
Yeah.
I lucked out from the, you know, just the date of that day, followed by the fact that you have one of the most legendary voices in the Batman history coming to this con as well. I mean, you can't go wrong with having this day and not having Kevin Conroy here. That's ridiculous.
Yep. Yeah. No, so many people are excited, and that was one that, you know, whenever we realized and talked to DC and found out that Batman Day was actually happening on the show very early on, we knew we wanted to go heavier with, you know, people like Kevin Conroy, Frank Miller, Greg Capullo, you know, definitely. And, you know, I think it's going to be a really good lineup, and having Kevin Conroy there is just such a gift, and we're so excited that he's coming.
I've always wanted to see him in person, and just to be able to get in there to be able to see everything that's going on here and cover everything that's going on here, but to see him there is going to be magic.
Awesome. I'm glad you're excited. I hope everybody else is as excited as you are.
Everybody mostly that I've spoken to outside off, you know, mic and everything and off air has been uberly excited about this lineup. I mean, let's segue right into that, by the way. So, I mean, because this guest list is the upper echelon of stars and fandom in the world of anime, comics, movies, and games, and more. What was the strategy behind selecting the guests that you had coming?
So this is something we spend a lot of time on, and we've got several people here on our team that is what they're solely focused on. And we always joke around in that we say, you know, if we could get 10% of the people that we go after, it'll be the best show ever. You know, and as you can imagine, you know, we really went after some high level guests, you know, not everything came together, unfortunately, you know, depending on people's schedules and a lot of other things.
It's common.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, we tried really hard for a lot of people that unfortunately weren't able to make it.
Right.
But based on what we were able to get with, you know, the cast of The Office, the cast of True Blood, a lot
Baker.
Of the voice actors.
Yeah, Troy Baker, Molly Flanagan, who I can't wait to see. I mean, that's a good friend of mine. And I mean, it's such a great lineup. I mean,
thank you.
It's just honestly, and I've been to Wizard World, and not a knock on them because they were great for the years that they were. But this was just heavy duty.
Awesome. As
the week announcements came by, it just kept like it just went like, oh my God, when is this going to end? This is just crazy.
Nice. Yeah, and it's one of those, you know, obviously, like, we feel really confident in what we created. And this was all created based on talking to the fans.
Yeah.
You know, early on, like, you came to one of our focus groups that we did where we really wanted to know, hey, what do the fans really want to see? You know, yes, we could assume that we know what guests people would be excited about. But, you know, loud and clear, we heard, you know, people really want top level, upper echelon comic guests and anime guests, and you know, wrestling is such a big piece of the fandom in Philadelphia.
Huge. I mean, I mean, the history just goes so back. I don't know if you're a wrestling fan, but that's
I am.
Oh yeah, so I mean, you know, the NWA, the WWF, the Spectrum.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes. The history of it is ridiculous, and the fact.
Yeah.
And by the way, thanks for Jim Cornette. That's going to be pretty darn awesome.
Yeah. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's so excited, and you know, it's gone really well, and I think that's going to be a special panel with him for sure.
Yeah.
That's going to be really cool for fans. So you know, we built something that we feel confident about based on everything we've heard from the fans, and obviously next year, you know, we start dreaming up the future years immediately after this one and finding ways to how we can improve it. You know, what guests people want to see next year, and what more can we do? So
absolutely.
You know, every year we'll be talking to, you know, people like yourself and other fans in the Philadelphia community just to make sure, hey, you know, are we building you guys what you really want to see?
That's the way you're supposed to do it in business, and I commend you on it.
Yeah. Thank you. We try our best.
Now, for you personally, I mean, you do this as your normal everyday job. You know, poor you. And but from a fan and a promotional perspective, who would be considered your most excited guest to have on at Keystone this year?
Ooh, that's such a tough question.
I'm sure.
You know, I'm actually really excited that Anna Paquin is coming. Mm. You know, and Joe Manganiello, both of them. They're two people. Like I was a fan of True Blood. I'm also a fan of X-Men. You know,
and
Dungeons
you're a fan
and Dragons
of too. Now, go.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And you know, I think like they both. You know, this is one of Anna's first autographing sessions ever. So she's, you know, completely new and very excited to meet with everybody. You know, so I think just having her there, and then also Joe being, you know, a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I know it's not right. Philly, but he's still a Pennsylvania
guy.
But
we still count it.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, we kind of borrow from each other. If our team wins, everybody shares, even Delaware and Jersey to some extent. They share the
totally.
Win with us. So.
Perfect.
It's a Delaware Valley community, you know, effort.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. You know, it's a Pennsylvania show. So, you know, I think having him there and just everything he's doing with Dungeons & Dragons and, like, his recent, you know, merch company Death Saves and, like, a lot of things, like, I think he'll just be a really cool guest to have.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I mean, Frank Miller, you know, I've never had the pleasure of meeting him yet. So I'm hoping this show, you know, I'll have a chance to purchase an autograph and go over and get a couple minutes with him.
Right.
But I, you know, having him anywhere, you know, is as so many of these legendary creators, you know, are getting up there in age. You know, if you have an opportunity to meet somebody like him or like Chris Claremont, I think it's a huge opportunity, and I'm really, really excited about having them at the show.
I empathize with you on that from the standpoint that my wife literally pushed me to go meet Stan Lee when I had the chance. So, you know, it's like you got to get – you know, you can't miss out on if you have the chance to see the comic book Pope or anybody of that stature.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things. We wanted to make sure we have some of these legends that maybe haven't been to Philly or haven't been to Philly in a really long time, you know, to be able to come and make sure that the comic book fans in Philly have that opportunity to get, you know, get some time with them.
Yeah. Real quick, inner question, actually, if you will. The panels, how many are we expecting at this con?
Ooh, that's a good question. Off the top of my head, I mean, I don't know the number off the top of my head, unfortunately, but right. You know, I mean, it's packed because we've got multiple rooms and multiple stages with content happening. I mean, I would probably put it around you know, in the 80 to 100 panel range, maybe. Don't quote me on that.
Let me tell you something. That's way more than enough, because I don't believe other cons that have utilized that facility has ever used any of that other side of the panels.
Yep.
That we always wanted people to use. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting.
So we've got a lot. You know, we've got two large panel rooms. We've got our main stage. We've got the Keystone Theater. We've got the Keystone Live stage,
right,
which does have musical performances, but there's also going to be other things happening going on there.
Right.
We've got another event room with some meetups and things happening. We've got a gaming zone for gamers on the show floor.
All right.
So there's going to, you know, and not just the panels, you know, even if it's like 50 or 60, I could be totally, you know, I just don't have that number off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got content and things happening all over the show. We're even going to have evening events going on at the Hard Rock Cafe, which is right there attached to the convention center. So there's no shortage of things happening for sure. Not just the panels, but we have a lot of panels coming for everybody.
Right. The Hard Rock after party event how are people going to be able to enter that? Is that like a separate type of situation, or is it going to be connected exactly to the con per se?
Yeah, it is connected to the con. It's official events. There's different things happening there. You can get all the details on that up at KeystoneComicCon.com. Mm-hmm. And all the panel listings are up there as well. So if you go to KeystoneComicCon.com, go to features and then programming, all the panels are there. If you download the app, you can reserve certain panels. You can make your list of what you want to see and what you want to do, plan out your whole schedule, because there's a lot to see and do at this event.
Yeah, this, I mean, I had the app and it really felt like, and I've been to San Diego and you could tell when it's really big and organized because you need an app to schedule everything.
Yeah.
It's that type of strategic. And if anybody's never been to a big event to that stature, yeah, it's hardcore. You're going to try to make everything like that you could possibly make, but it's just really not going to be possible. Unfortunately, you got to make the best of what you can do.
Totally. And there's literally so much to do. You know, Family HQ and the gaming zone and, you know, Artist Alley and, you know, finding your way around. We've got some maps up on the website as well. So, you know, there's a lot to see and do. You know, it's not just about, you know, getting that autograph and photo op and things like that. There's going to be like, you'll be able to go around and have a great time at this event and experience a lot of different things and hopefully have a great time with your friends and make some new friends.
Absolutely. And that's what it really comes down to. So
absolutely.
Brian, I got two more questions, but I definitely thank you so much for being a part of the show. This is awesome. And
it's an honor.
Yeah, thank you. I think our listeners are going to be uberly excited to, you know, really get a chance to experience all of this. And this is going to be great. But, you know, let's talk about sort of like the inner workings of things per se, like you guys just putting everything together. I always feel like that fans on the outside looking in has some misconceptions of the inner workings of the event, especially when it comes to like big scale events like what you guys do for this and PAX and NYCC. Do you ever feel at times that, you know, or in other words, let me rephrase that. What do you think is some of the biggest misconceptions that fans outside looking in think?
Sometimes I think, that's a good question. Trying to think how I want to answer this.
Yeah, so,
sometimes it's one of those things like, you don't want to share too much of the magic.
Yeah.
You know, in some ways, like, you know, we like to kind of be behind the curtain and try to create something really special for fans.
Right.
So, you know, I think sometimes fans don't realize like we're fans as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we do everything we possibly can to create the best experience for everybody. You know, I've been working and the whole team has been working literally like, you know, 80-hour weeks for the last 6 weeks to bring this to life and to create something that people are going to really enjoy and hopefully love.
Right.
You know, and so if a guest cancels, you know, we're just as upset about that as the fans are. You know what I mean? We do take it really to heart, and it's always tough whenever, you know, you see fans upset that maybe something isn't happening or, you know, there isn't a certain guest or a guest had to cancel. You know, we're just as upset as they are.
Right.
We always do our best to try to, you know, build something for them that they're going to love and appreciate and really enjoy. And I think, you know, there's a lot of things like we don't just randomly pick dates for our event. We have to work with the building and the city. You know, these things are done years in advance to be able to lock in dates because it's really difficult for some of these big convention centers for us to find dates that are suitable, not only, you know, for our team and all the other shows that we do, but also for the market.
Yes.
You know, and we want to make sure that it's right. And, you know, sometimes it's difficult to get the dates we want always. So there's a lot of things that go involved with that.
Not only that, licenses and code and everything you got to go by with City Hall and stuff. I mean, there's so much
absolutely.
Into it. So,
absolutely.
I mean,
just the security alone,
absolutely.
You know, because we've got visible and not visible security.
Right.
You know, we want to make sure that we have a supremely safe experience. You know, we've got a team of people that have backgrounds that you wouldn't believe that work on our security force and, you know, things like that. Just go into the planning and then also, you know, just, you know, all the writing all the copy for the website and like, you know, how we want to appeal to fans, like what we want to show people and how we want to, you know, communicate with them. You know, there's a lot that every single thing is thought out and thought of, you know, and I think the thing that we do really – we like to think that we do really well here at Repop is that we respond to fans. We try to make it about the fans. We aren't just going to assume we know what they want.
Right. So
we really do, you know, take it to heart if a fan is upset. You know, we want them to have a great experience. We work really hard on customer service on site and training of our crew, training of our staff so that we're able to give people a great experience. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. It isn't just like, oh, pick some dates, throw up a website, sell some tickets, and get some guests.
Right.
You know, there's way, way more that goes into the logistics of everything that goes into an event like this. And, you know, we've got an entire team of people that this is all they do all year long, including myself,
right.
Is just trying to create the best, most impactful shows that we can that really represent what fans want and that something that fans could hopefully get excited about and keep coming to for the rest of their lives and they could bring their kids to and their grandchildren to, you know?
Yeah, and I saw that too, and it's I love a great organized group of people, diligent, passionate, and ready. And, you know, that's what I kind of witnessed upon, you know, seeing what you guys have done and then plus seeing what everything you were doing from a social media standpoint and such. I mean, it's just so well put together. And I hopefully
– thank you.
That's one of the reasons why I love doing this podcast, because all the guests that come in, they get a chance to say some things that will educate people who don't know and may want to know and may be inspired to want to know or just – they just assume. And – a lot of it, like everybody has been on my show is like the utmost hardworking people ever.
Yep.
And, you know, it's really great to hear that, you know, these realities is that although this is fun, and I always use this hashtag, you got to work hard to have fun.
Yep.
And that's exactly what's going on here.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create fun for people. Like, ultimately, that's our number one goal. You know, we want this to be a fun experience, and, you know, and we're accessible. Like, if you go to readpop.com and go to the team page, every single one of us at the company is up on that page with our emails, with our handles. Like, people can have direct access to us. So if there's, you know, a question or a concern or, you know, any feedback, good or bad, like people can go direct, you know, to all of us, all the way up to Lance Fensterman, who's our president, you know, and he responds to fans all the time, every single day. So, you know, this isn't some kind of, you know, big corporate machine that people don't have access to, you know. We're very out in the open and very accessible for everybody, you know. So if anybody, you know, on your show or anybody in general has questions, come up to us at the show, ask us, you know, send us an email, you know, tweet at us, whatever it might be, and we will get back to you.
And that has also been proven true on my behalf. So.
Awesome. Good.
So, I mean, your crew has been very, you know, cooperative with me and responsive, and I appreciate that a lot. So, you know, kudos to you guys on that, and I definitely look forward to seeing what happens September 14th to the 16th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian, thank you so much for being on the show. This has been absolutely awesome. I'm so looking forward. Countdown is coming, people. Keystone Comic Con, the inaugural event, it's coming. And trust me, if you're not doing anything, and if you're a fan of all things anime, comics, movies, and games in Philly, and you're in Philly, why not? So definitely check us out. Brian, let us know, what is next for Repop right now?
So right now, some of the big things on the horizon, we've got PAX Unplugged coming up again. If you like tabletop gaming, PAX Unplugged is coming up in Philadelphia.
Right.
That's in November. So, you know, for all the fans that are tabletop gamer fans, that's coming up. Obviously, we've got Keystone Comic Con. That's our number one focus right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we hope we'll see lots of happy fans and everybody come out to the building on the 14th to the 16th. And then we've got New York Comic Con coming up in October. And then beyond that, you know, we're starting to look at next year, things like Star Wars Celebration, C2E2, Emerald City Comic Con, and then all of our international shows like MCM Comic Con and our shows in India. You know, we've got lots of stuff happening all over the world. So there's no shortage of things that we're working on at any one time.
That is fantastic. Well, Brian, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a very special Talk Time Live exclusive with myself and the one and only Brian Stephenson of ReadPop. People, get out there. I look forward to seeing all the ACMG members as well that is going to be in Philly that weekend, and just all the fans there. I'm looking forward to seeing it all. So, Brian, thank you again.
Hey, thank you. It was an honor to be on, and I can't wait to catch up with you at the show.
No doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of myself and Brian, all I got to say is learn to let go, live life, and love all things anime, comics, movies, and games. This is ACMG Presents Talk Time Live. We are out of here. See you next week. Countdown. This episode of ACMG Presents Talk Time Live is brought to you by Viewfinders Identity Search and Design, your choice for multimedia development for your brand. Visit VFISAD.com and find out how we can make your vision your reality.